Hello?
Hello, this is customer support returning your phone call. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Let me get my paperwork in front of me. I have a charge on my phone and I don't know what it's for. Were you able to help me with that, please?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I can help you with that. Let's start with your zip code.
06851.
Okay, and your first and last name?
It's Catherine M. Sullivan.
Okay, Ms. Sullivan, and for security purposes, could you verify your address for me?
Sure. 71 Aiken Street, Unit B2, Norwalk, Connecticut, 06851.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment while my computer loads up that information.
Yeah.
System is a little slow right now.
That's okay. I'm in no rush here.
Okay.
What the computer decides to do, it's not a problem. You know, this world is crazy. Everybody wants everything now.
Yes.
Doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. You have a bit of an accent. Really, where are you?
I'm actually from the Midwest. I'm actually from Chicago.
Wow, how do you do in the winters, huh?
You know what? I don't even do them anymore. I moved recently to the South, to Alabama.
Oh, wow.
So I am
Good for
winter
you.
free.
Yeah, one of my daughter-in-laws is from Brazil.
Really?
And yeah, oh, I just love her. Oh, I just love her. She's a wonderful daughter-in-law. She's a wonderful mom, a wonderful wife. She's great. And,
Yes.
she's here in Connecticut. Her and my son have been married over 10 years, and she hates the cold. She just hates it. And they figure maybe, the kids are little yet. The kids are only 3 and 6, but they said maybe 15, 20 years. They're going to Florida. They got to go where it's warm because she can't take it anymore.
And I
And my
don't blame
son,
her.
yeah, I don't blame her either. And my son, he said, "I'm tired of shoveling. I work hard. I work outside. It's brutal."
And that's
It
what I
is, it is.
couldn't take anymore. I say, I just can't see myself, growing old in the cold. It hurts
Let
my
me tell you.
bones.
Yes, I'm 75. I don't feel the cold because I've lived in this area my whole life. When it snows, to me, it's just like Christmas morning. I get so excited. But
Really?
remember, yeah, I'm retired. I don't have to go out in the snow. I put the fireplace on. I watch Hallmark
See,
and
now
Dad.
when you want to put it like that, you make it just sound so, enticing.
Well, let me tell you, I had my years when the kids were small, driving them to school in snowstorms,
Yes.
praying I didn't slide into another car. Oh, brutal. When the kids are small, you don't have spare tires. You just play. You can get there and play the car starts. So, but now that I'm old and I'm still pretty freaking healthy, thank God that it's a good life now for me. Thank God. I thought it would come. Yeah, I
See,
know, but
I like the way, well, see, when you put it like that, it sounds like a dream, Right now I'm still living a nightmare of, I was transporting kids and everything in the winter and ice, and I just couldn't deal. I'm like, now see, when you say it like that, when I don't have to go anywhere, that changes the whole narrative.
it does. And it's been getting cold here. We didn't get snow yet, but it's been getting pretty darn cold. But I have nothing to complain about. I run warm. I don't even have to wear a coat yet. I just go out if it's cold, I put a scarf on, get in the car, take it off. This is a luxury. At my point, I have a heated seat in my car.
Oh, yeah,
Thank
see.
you, God. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
at my age, I'm spoiled and I love it. All my kids say, "Hey, Mom," I have 3 sons and 3 daughter-in-laws. "Mom, you're going to give us your car when you die?" I said, "I doubt it." I doubt it. I'm still paying it off. But they love the seat. I love my daughter-in-laws. I love my kids and my grandkids. And the smartest thing what I do is I tell other women, mind your own business. Stay out of their marriages.
Yes, right?
People don't learn that. You know?
They don't. And that's part of the problem with this world. Everybody's in concerned with what the other person is doing and who they're doing it with.
I tell them, ladies, mind your own damn business, but just stop it and stop the gossiping. Lord, you're hurting people.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, gossip is, it hurts people. You know, my husband died 10 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too, but, you know, God had a plan. I didn't like it. Told God I don't like it, but I understand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my faith has got me through, and all my kids wanted me to move in with them, and I said, listen, you want your marriage to last. You do not need your mother or your mother-in-law in the house. I'm going to stay where I am, and everyone's going to be happy.
At least you're honest, and you know you're aware, and you can admit that. Most people are like, oh, no, they'll be fine. It won't.
Yeah, I want the, you know, interference. You cannot, you know, and you're going to take your son. I have the three sons. You're going to take their side. I tell my daughter-in-laws, don't ask me, my son. They can do no wrong, and they laugh at me. I said, no, you figure it out.
Right?
Honey, you just have to have fun because life can be tough at times, can it?
Yes, ma'am.
You
yes,
know, we women,
ma'am.
We've cried. We have cried our hearts out, but we pick ourselves up and get on it, don't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I think I needed to hear this conversation from you today. Everything happens for a reason. So I think, well, what I'm going through right now, it was needed.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. You know, some days are so tough. Some days are just so painful that they wear on your mind and you go to sleep and worry and the stress. It's just brutal.
Yes, it is. It really is.
It hurts and stress. It's so difficult. But we'll get through it. For all I know, we get through everything, whether we like it or not.
Yes, ma'am.
If you have too much negative people in your life, herb.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I tell some people that have given me a hard time, and I say to them, you're going to need me before I'll ever need you.
You know what? You aren't lying. My mama used to preach that to us, and I'm a firm believer in that now.
That's right. See? We mamas get through to our kids. We're not always right, but we get through. And we love you. We love our kids. I tell my kids, my oldest is 52. I say to him, once you're a mom forever. If
yes,
you have
ma'am.
A problem, I want to fix it. I can't,
yes,
but
ma'am.
I want to fix it. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll get through your times, honey. I mean, they're so difficult, but you get through them and you'll be okay. It don't seem that way sometimes, but it's okay. Hey, if I've survived all this, Lord.
Right.
You wouldn't want to know. Oh, my God.
So you got some stories, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, you are so sweet. You are such a sweet young lady.
Thank you so much. It's just,
you're welcome.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even mean to get so caught up. I just got to speaking, and it kind of hit home for me and touched me in deep. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I think I needed to hear this.
Well, you know what? We women, we share things, and everything happens for a reason. Our conversation is happening for a reason, and if you feel just a little bit better, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, ma'am. It really is.
You know, there's times that you feel so alone. There's been times that I felt so alone. There was no more tears left. And I made it.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of, you know, sensing what I'm going through. And it's just, oh, my God, I'm trying to gather myself here.
And you will. You know what I tell a lot of people? We all have guardian angels. We all do. Whether you believe it or not, I believe it. And when things get tough, you kind of say to them, can you help me a little bit here? And angels love to help, good or bad. When I'm 75, I'll drive 3 hours to see my brother. And I say, angels, watch over me because I don't want to hit anybody. I want anyone to hit me. I'm a good driver, thank God. But talk to your angels and say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle it, but I need help. And believe me, the weight gets lifted because we all have our personal angels.
Yes, ma'am.
You think about that. You give that a try.
I will. I most definitely will. I really, really appreciate you.
It's okay. I've learned this stuff a lifetime.
Yes.
I tell my kids, I'm here for another 10 years, so be nice, huh? My oldest said to me, first time you get sick, I'm putting you in a home. You're too much trouble. And they, yeah, you cry the most. He goes, yeah, I probably will. Gotta have fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I just wanted to let you know that I did get this this canceled out for you. We got so distracted. So they're trying to keep you in a monthly subscription for what looks like a KitchenAid that got purchased at the shipping and handling back in July.
So son of a
yes. So I'm working on as we speak I'm literally working on canceling this out, and then I'm going to get that that $11.15 they charged you $39.99. I'm gonna get that reversed for you, and then they won't be going into your account anymore after this though.
You're the girl. You're the lady.
Yes,
thank you. Really? Because I couldn't, you know, sometimes at my age, my girlfriends and I, we all laugh. We're like, I opened up my microwave and I had a cup in there with nothing in it. I'm going, oh, yeah, you're not alone. You know, my girlfriend said she bought eclairs for her grandchildren and she found them in her microwave. She has no idea how they got there. This is the crap we do with our age. So I can't think of I do that I don't know about.
I know.
They're trying to play sucker with an old lady. I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love you. Your whole everything is just everything. Your kids are very, very, very lucky. I hope they all know that. They better know it.
Oh, they're so good. I have one, my youngest, 47. Uh-huh. Calls me every day, and I go, and I love you, Bill. He goes, oh, Mom, I love you, too.
Oh.
Got two little girls. It's just, you know, it's fine. When my kids were little, they were 1, 2, and 5,
uh-huh.
And my husband, the asshole, left me for another woman.
Oh, no.
I thought, how am I going to raise? I don't have a high school education. How the hell am I going to do this? But I managed, and I cried, and I worried, and the electric bill was turned off, and the refrigerator broke. You know, crap like that happens when you have kids. You know, no heat in the house, pipes closed. You know, it's just all life. And then when my kids were all teenage boys, then I met someone. Oh, my God. And we had, yeah, I know. What a, talk about a miracle. Met a nice man, had great sex. Oh, did I say that out loud?
That's important, though.
Very important. Geez, a lot of people don't know what they're doing.
I know.
I want to participate. So he died 20 years ago, and I thank God for bringing him into my life because we had a blast, and it was happiness all the way.
Yes, ma'am. I really, really is odd. I have 3 children. You know, their father left me for someone else. I moved away and I met someone new, and my kids are teenagers now pretty much, and it's I'm happy now, you know, as far as like how everything is starting to transition. It's just I've hit like a bump in the road, but our stories are so similar, and it's just you are amazing.
It's unbelievable. Isn't this amazing? I just know you will get through it. And marriage is not easy. Listen, Kevin and I dated for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody at my age, could you believe it, that we dated for 11 years? And we moved in and, you know, moved in together. What the hell? You know what? And it was great, but it's not easy. We had a wonderful marriage. And it was bumps in the road, and I thought, one day I'm leaving him. I can't take his attitude.
Yeah.
You know, men have attitudes. They're babies.
They do.
Yeah, they are. If my husband was working, he didn't feel good, I'd send him with aspirins in a little plastic bag that said, take two at 10 o'clock. He called me like at 3, I don't feel good. I said, did you take the pills? I only took one. I said, you're a freaking adult. Take two. God almighty, they're ridiculous.
I know, right? Like, can't live with them, can't live without them.
Can't live without them, I know. And when they cough or when they get sick, oh, God, the world is coming to an end.
I was
going to
say, the world's coming to an end, right? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's the truth. Grow up.
We
spoil them. We love them, but we created the monster sometimes.
I was going to say, you know, it's kind of our fault.
Yeah, I know. Well, yep. Women love deeply. We love deeply. Whoa.
Most definitely, we do.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry your husband left you, but dear God, he doesn't know what he's missing. You know,
right.
they all think their little weenies are God. Mm-hmm. No, they're not. Get your hands off it. You want to have a fight? It's yours. Keep it.
Exactly.
It's the truth. My God. I know. How was it for you? I don't know. Is it over yet? Oh, God. I just want you to smile and know that you're going to get through this, even the bump in the road.
Yes, ma'am.
Just know how important you are. I grew up in an era where you didn't look at yourself in the mirror. You didn't think, you know, you worked for others. You were never nothing. But you have to know that you are special. And God created you. And you don't have to put up with too much shit. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
You can think about that. And don't forget your angels, because they're going to get you through it.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so very much.
You know what? God had a plan, and here we are.
Yes, ma'am.
You're beautiful, and you're special.
Likewise.
And, voices, and no crying today, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I know. I know what it's like.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to take care of you, because you're special. And you have 3 kids. God, it's okay. I remember telling my oldest when he was 14, I said, I hope you have kids just like you with your nasty attitude, and I hope they're twins. He laughs at me because his 17-year-old's got that attitude. I said, my wishes come true. And he laughs at me. He said, oh, Mom. Yeah, I know. I know. He said, Mom, you did the right thing. I said, okay. He got into drugs and everything. He said, Mom, you did the right thing. I said, yeah, a lot of tears, but I did it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So you just need to know you're powerful and you're strong. And God loves you. He made you for a purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now, are you going to have a good day?
I am. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. I needed to talk to you, Ms. Sullivan. So,
well,
yes, I am.
It's all right, honey. It's... Life is tough, man, and we women, we do it. We curse, we yell, we scream, we cry, but we're still here. Look at me, I'm 75. Damn.
Yes, yes, ma'am, right.
Damn. I should have a drink. I don't drink either. That's not something I should be doing.
Right.
I go out, I have one wine. It's a joke. I'm going, oh, my God, I got a buzz on. A little wine. That's a joke. But I could still eat food. Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. Honey, you are special. I want you to have a wonderful day, and thank you for taking care of me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Likewise.
All right. You talk to those angels. They're not far.
I know it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you for making my day.
Thank you for making mine.
You see, here we are. We're women.
Yes.
Age doesn't matter. We got the same crap going on.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You're strong, you're powerful, and you're beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now you go on and get out of work early. Say you have cramps or something.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, cutie pie.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.